You're listening to SBS News.
Bim Gurung has only been an Australian citizen for a month. Keen to learn more about the voting process, the former refugee is attending this How to Vote session. He says healthcare is the most important issue to him.
Personally, I'm not satisfied. And nowadays, you know, the emergency service, people are waiting for like 30 to 35 minutes, nearly about 1 hour.
Balai Telsvedet is from Eritrea and is a community leader for the Tigrinya-speaking community in Hobart. He attended the How to Vote session as a translator.
The Eritrean community in Hobart, they came from different corners, from Egypt, Kenya, Ethiopia, Sudan. Most of them, they stayed very long time in the refugee camp, so they need this training and support. In the refugee camps, they were not having chance for voting because they were refugees. But now this is a new experience for the newcomers, so it's very important.
The Multicultural Council of Tasmania organised the How to Vote session and ahead of the election surveyed the major parties and candidates. The council is asking for $650,000 to fund six initiatives to better serve the state's migrant communities. They include culture and language awareness training for emergency services and emergency relief for temporary visa holders ineligible for JobSeeker who have suffered income loss during the pandemic. Duncan Spender is the council's CEO.
The responses from the non-government parties and independents were essentially responding to the questionnaire supportively and actually committing more than what we sought. The response from the Liberal Party, because of they're in government, related more to their existing commitments.
Data from the University of Tasmania shows in the year to June 2019, overseas migration accounted for almost half of the state's population growth. Dutta Mahumbre is the chairman of the Multicultural Council and says in the 15 years since he moved to Tasmania, the state has changed a lot.
Tasmania has become more richer over the last 10 years with more migration, more diversity, and I think that's going to reflect more and more in our institutions and in our democratic process, which is a really positive and a welcoming outlook.
But with the pandemic keeping international borders shut, he says Tasmanian migrants are paying attention to how COVID-19 has been managed.
COVID is another aspect and the impact it has had on mental health. A lot of migrants, including myself, I haven't seen my family for the last 26 months. That's a big draining factor for a lot of migrants.
Sarah Maunder, SBS News.